Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Beitza, Daf Chaf Tet Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the fourth parak of Masechet Yom Tov, Masechet Beitza. Mevi kadei yain mimakom lemakom, lo yivien besal uvekupa. If you're bringing flasks of wine from one place to another, which is permitted on Yom Tov, you shouldn't bring them in a big basket of a mivihu al tefo. You can bring them on your shoulders, olafanav, or carry them in front of you. And the notion here is that they should not look like a regular form of carrying, which looks like commerce. V'cheinam olichet atevin, if you're bringing straw, loyav shilta kupali achorav, don't put it in a bag or a basket and throw it over your shoulders, of mivihu biyado, you can carry it in your hand. Umatchilin ba'arimat atevin, avalo ba'itzim shebemukzeh. You're allowed to go and open up the pile of straw to use it for fuel for the fire, even though you didn't designate it in advance, but not to go into the wood that's in the mukzeh, that's set aside for wood, like the woodshed. You're not allowed to go there unless you designate it in advance. Okay, the Gemara, Tana, im ef shar l'shanot mutar. If there's no other way to carry these things except the normal way, then it's okay. Atkin Rava b'mechuza. So Rava made a rule in Mechuza. Tadar b'duchka l'dar b'rigla. Tadar b'rigla l'dar b'agra. Tadar b'agra l'dar b'achpa. Tadar b'achpa nifro sudra ilave v'mlof shar shari. So essentially, the bottom line is that he said, whatever the normal way you do it differently. So if it's something you normally carry on your shoulder, b'duchka, and it's hard for you to do, on Yom Tov, what you should do is put it in with some sort of like a pitchfork or something like that. And if you normally carry it like a big barrel that's come like with a dolly or something, then you should have two guys do it. And if you normally carry it with two guys like a dowel, then you should cover it up, and so that it should not be seen. And if there's no other way to do it, then you could do it in the normal way. The Amar Mar, Mi'ev Shalash Shanot Mutar, based on the Brayta that we saw a minute ago. Amar Rav Chanan Barava L'Ravashi said, Amur Rabbanan Kamenev Shalash Shanot Mishaninan B'Yom Tava. So we have a general rule that you should do whatever you can differently on Yom Tov. V'hani Noshi, but our women, to come Malian Chatzbayu Maya B'Yom Tava. They fill up their jugs of water from the well on Yom Tov. V'lo Kamashanyan, they don't do anything differently. V'lo Mahin V'lo V'lindi, we don't say anything to them. Amalei mishum delo afshar, because there's no other way to do it. Hechi le'avid, what do we want them to do? Demalia b'chatz barabba, you want them to use a bigger jug so they'll come less times. Demalia b'chatz v'zuta, so if they normally come, with a big jug, let them come with a small jug, kamav shavahilucha, then you're making them walk more. Demalia b'chatz v'zuta, demalia b'chatz barabba, one who normally uses a small jug should use a big jug to diminish the amount of time she comes. Then she's carrying a heavier load. If she, you want her to cover it with some sort of a cover, it might fall off, and then she has to carry that. Tiktere, you want her to tie it on, it might come untied, and she'll retie it. Tifro sudre lave, you want her to cover it with some sort of a fabric, it'll get soaked in water, and she'll soak it. Hilkach lo afshar, meaning essentially any solution that you would have to have her do things in a way that would be different will likely lead to some sort of a chilul yom tov or doing it worse, a greater tircha, and therefore we don't do it. So related to that is the following: Amalei Rav Rav Chan Chanin Labaye. Tanan, we have a mishnah later on. Ein matafkin v'matafkin v'ein merakdin. You're not allowed to. Because clap your hands or slap your hand on your leg or dance on Yom Tov. We see today that everybody does such things on Yom Tov. We don't say anything to them. Now, the reason this is related because we just said we don't say anything to the women who fill up the jugs. But here it's a different answer. A person should not sit right at the lechi, right at the edge of the mavui, because he might drop something and it might go outside and then he'll end up carrying it from outside. But our women take barrels and they sit right there at the edge, and evidently they sit and socialize. We don't tell them anything. Ella, what's the ruling? Hanachlem Yisrael, leave things alone. Mutav shiyu shogin vayu mezidin. It's better they should do things inadvertently than as opposed to us telling them, because evidently we were quite confident they were going to do this anyways. So better they should do it and not be scofflaws. Hachanami Hanachlem Yisrael, mutav shiyu shogin va'al yuhu mezidin. Better that they should be shogeg rather than mezid. And if we tell them not to dance on Yom Tov, etc., they're going to do it anyways, and then they will be intentionally violent in the law. V'hani mili v'durabanan. Our first suggestion is that that only applies when the violation is durabanan. But d'oraita lo. We don't say such things about laws that are d'oraita. V'lo, he rejected. Why? Lo shalom d'oraita v'lo shalom b'durabanan. Why? Lo minin lo v'lo midi. We don't publicize things that we know people are not going to listen to, even if it's a violation d'oraita. Clearly, that has its limitations. We learn from Tisha B'Chodesh Ba'erev that you have to add on to Inui and start fasting before the real onset of Yom Kippur and continue after the real end of Yom Kippur. And they may be people in general, they may be dafka women, eat right up until dark. We don't say anything to them, even though that really is a din de'oraita. Now, there may be a difference between that which is explicit de'oraita. There's a comment to the Rosh here about that. And something which is learned from a drash. In any case, back in the Mishnah, matchilin barimat ha-tevin, you can go to the pile of straw to use it for fuel for a fire, but not to the mukzeh. Amar of Kahana, zot omer matchilin be'otzar tchila. You can go to an otzar, or a storehouse, even if you didn't designate in advance. So mani, Rabbi Shimon, it sounds like our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, the late mukzeh, famously, as we've seen throughout the Masechet, he does not accept the principle of mukzeh. But look at the next line of Alobe, it seems Shabbat Mukzeh, Atan Rabbi Yehuda. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dilei Mukzeh. So who's the author of our Mishnah? So the answer is Hacha Ba'arzeh V'ashuchei Askinen De Mukzeh Machmat Chisaron Kis. We're talking about very special wood that isn't Mukzeh because I didn't designate it, which is where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, but rather it's Mukzeh because it's very valuable. And Rafila Rabbi Shimon Modeh, and there he agrees that it's something you may not make use of, except for its normal use, its intended use. Ikanamatni la seifa. Some people actually learn this starting from the second line in that clause. You can't go into a storehouse if you didn't designate in advance. Mani Rabbi Yehuda, dilei mukzeh. Emas reisha, matchilin ba'arveh matzeh tevin, atal Rabbi Shimon, dilei mukzeh. So the answer is hatam betiv nasarya. That now we're going to read that our entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And what is the Arimat HaTeven? It is straw that's already gone kind of melty. And so it can't be fed to animals anymore. And therefore, since it has no other use, it can be used for fuel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not mukzah set aside for the animal's feed. Tavnasar HaChazalatina, you could even make mortar out of that. The answer is to eat Be'kotzim. We're talking about melty kind of straw, but it has some thorns in it, and therefore it couldn't even be used for mortar. It can't be used for anything else but fuel, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. So according to the second version, our Mishnah is per Rabbi Yehuda and not per Rabbi Shimon. According to the first version, it is Dafka Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Ein Od Limetzim Min HaSukkah Ela Min HaSamuchla. You can't take wood from the Sukkah, but you may take wood from that which is near the Sukkah. We have to see what that means. Why can't you take wood from the sukkah itself? So our assumption is the kasata ola. You're taking a building down. It's stira, malacha. Mina samuchla, not me kasata ola. But if it's the wood right next to it, we think that means the wood that's supporting it, like the walls, you're also deconstructing. My samuch, what does samuch mean? Samuch lidfanot. Doesn't mean the wood that's holding it up means the walls, but rather the wood that's lying next to the walls. It doesn't even have to be near the tefanot. We're talking about piles and bundles of wood that he put on top of the schach. And the fact that he didn't untie them means that he was not mevatel them to the schach, but rather was just storing them there. And therefore you can go and take them for fuel. Tanya Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So he taught the following. Ein limetzim min hasukah el min hasamuchla, as our Mishnah says. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon allows you to take from the sukkah, evidently. V'shavim sukkah tachag b'chag shasura. But if it's a sukkah of Sukkot, and it's on Sukkot, but if you made a condition when you built the sukkah, then it works according to your tanai. Now, Rabbi Shimon Matir? Since when does Rabbi Shimon allow you to do that? Vakasator Ola, you're taking down a structure on Yom Tov. Why would that be permitted? Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Achav a sukkah nofel taskin. We're talking about a sukkah that's already fallen down. Rabbi Shimon Latamei to Leitle Muktza. In other words, the sukkah was built up nicely, and then it started falling down on Yom Tov, and now you want to take the wood and use it for a fire. Rabbi Shimon doesn't accept Muktza, therefore this wood that was originally intended for a sukkah is now available to you for fuel. Titania Motar Shevin Shiba Never Shiba Kara, leftover oil in the bowl and in the lamp holder, Asur, it's Muktza. Rabbi Shimon Matir, because now that the candle went out, this is just oil. Rabbi Shimon says that because it doesn't accept Muktza. So Midami, we can't compare the two. Hatam Adam Yeshavim Tzapayim Matatich Benero, you know the candle's going to go out, you know there's oil there. And as soon as the oil goes out, you're intending to use that oil for something else. Is does a person sit around saying, when is my sukkah finally going to fall down so I can use the wood? So he doesn't have that in mind. Yeah, and indeed, we're talking about a case where the sukkah was originally built weekly, and he knew that it wasn't going to stand very long. And already yesterday, before Yom Tov started, he had intent, you know what, it may fall down and I'll use the wood for schach. So therefore, it would be similar to, sorry, but not for schach, for fuel, sorry, it would be similar to the case of the candle and the oil. Okay, in the Braita, we said, v'shavin mesukat ha-chag she'asurah, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that you can't use a sukkah of Sukkot, of the mitzvah, on Sukkot. Now I'll call if you don't, but you can make a condition. Now, umimah hanim about tonight, since when can you make a condition about the wood of the schach? Let's say, how do I know that the wood of the sukkah is asur bahana'a all 7 days? Shenemar chag ha-sukot shivat yamim ladunai. V'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda b'Tera omer, minayin k'shem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga. Just like there's inherent sanctity to a korban chagiga, kach chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, so similarly there's inherent sanctity to the sukkah. Tamalomar chag ha-sukot shivat yamim, meaning chag ha-sukot. Ma chag la-shem, av sukkah la-shem. Just like the chagiga belongs to God, the sukkah belongs to God. Which means you can't make a condition and say, on day four I'm going to use this. Said, yeah, that's not talking about sukkah tachag, that's just talking about a hut that you have outside on some other yontov. You're right, you can't make a tanai, but you could build a little hut, Erev Shavuot, and say, you know what, in the middle of the day I'm going to use the wood. Sukkah mitzvah lo. But you can't make a condition on a sukkah mitzvah, v'atanya, very famous braita. Sichak yilchata, once you set up the schach properly, v'itrabi kramim ustinim amtsuyarim, and you adorned it with all sorts of nice sheets that have embroidery on it, v'talabai gozim, shkedim afarsakim v'imonim fakalehan v'imein, v'chmanim v'saltot v'atarot shibolim, and young all sorts of fruit from the sukkah, asuli tzapek me'an anmotse yom tov acharon shochag. You can't use them at all until the end, after the last day of Sukkot, meaning after Shmini Atzeret. But if you made a condition, then it works. Meaning, if you say, I'm going to hang up these grapes, and on the third day I'm going to eat the grapes, that works. So, they said, that's a particular condition when you said, I'm not going to stay away from these for the entire Ben Hashmashot of the beginning of Sukkot. Meaning, the day that Sukkot starts, I'm going to allow myself these grapes. And therefore, the condition will work because they weren't a built-in muktzah. The lochala kedusha alayu, and you kept the kedusha from falling on them. That only works with noy sukkah, with the adornments. Aval atzei sukkah, but the wood of the sukkah, meaning the schach, the chala kedusha alayu, that you can't help the kedusha from attaching to. It ketsoy l'shiva. It lasts for all 7 days, and therefore you can't make a condition on the schach. If you set aside 7 etrogim, one for each of the days of Sukkot, Rav says you could fulfill the mitzvah and eat your etrog immediately after that, for that day. Ravasi slightly disagrees and says you could fulfill the mitzvah and each etrog can be eaten the next day. But certainly it's not removed for all 7 days. And that seems to be more similar to Atzei Sukkah because it's an obligation as opposed to Noi Sukkah. The answer is, Hatam nemifseku leilot miyamim kochad v'chad yom ha-mitzvah b'yapinav shihu. The difference is that the mitzvah of lulav is only during the day. Therefore, each night is an interruption, as it were, in the mitzvah, and each day is a new mitzvah. And that goes to the discussion we had in the fourth parak of Sukkah about whether you make a bracha on the lulav each day or only one for the whole week, on Sukkah each day, or one time for the whole week. And that's one of the arguments in favor of the idea of making a bracha on lulav each day, but not Sukkah, because Sukkah is really a 168-hour mitzvah, as opposed to lulav, which is seven separate mitzvot, because it's broken up by the nights. So therefore, each day is separate, and therefore, the etrog of today is not the etrog of tomorrow, as opposed to the atzei Sukkah. So all 7 days of Sukkot are like one long day, and therefore, there really is no way to make a t'nai. Okay, the next Mishnah. You can bring wood, again on Yom Tov for making a fire, you can bring wood in from the field, from wood that's been gathered together, and if you go into the karpef, which is a designated area for keeping wood, even from wood that hasn't been gathered together. Ezu karpef, what's a karpef? Calls it sabuch layer, it has to be near the city. As long as it needs a key to get in. As long as it's within Tchum Shabbat, it doesn't have to be next to the city, and therefore Rabbi Yossi is more lenient here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, he seems to take a far more stringent position, and that is you can only bring wood from the karpef, from wood that's already been gathered together. But our Mishnah says that if it's the karpef, you could bring even non-gathered wood. He says the answer is our Mishnah follows a sole opinion. Shimon Elazar says that this discussion in our Mishnah really was a source of some machloka between Mecham Beit Hillel, like most of the rest of the Marasachet. And he said they did not disagree about wood that's not yet gathered, that's out in the field, you can't bring it. And wood that has been gathered together, it's in a karpef, you may bring it. Al-Manechluku, where was their disagreement that we didn't hear about before? Al-Namafuzarim Sheba Karpef, Vial-Mchunasin Sheba Sadot. Spread out ungathered wood in the karpef and gathered wood that's in the fields. Sheba Chamarim Lo Yavi, Vital Olmrim Yavi. Beit Shammai don't allow, but he'll allow in both cases. Which means, by the way, that Shmuel here is ruling, according to that, like Beit Shammai, and only allowing Mchunasin Sheba Karpef. If you have, let's say, grape leaves or grape stalks, even though you put them together, since if a wind would come, they're so light it would spread them, they're considered to be separated and not gathered. But if before Yom Tov you put something on top of them to keep them in place, then that's called mechunasin, and then you can take them. Ezu karpef. So the Mishnah then defined a karpef. Yibayelu hechi kamar. So what was Rav Yossi's opinion? Was he being machmir and saying, yes, it has to be near the city, but an added thing is it has to have a key, meaning a lock. Rav Yehuda's position. As long as it has a lock and key, even if it's further out, it's okay, as we originally presented. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was being lenient and saying, as long as it's near the city, whether locked or otherwise, it's okay. So Rabbi Yossi is machmer and mekel. He's mekel in which he says it can be further out, as long as it's within Tchum Shabbat, but he's machmir, and then he says it needs to have a lock and key. But if it doesn't have a lock and key, even if it's right nearby, it's still not a karpef. Which is it? Toshma. He said, anything that you enter but potachat with a lock and key, even within Tchum HaShabbat, it implies that he's being lenient in two areas. Shmamina. So therefore you can infer that he allows it anywhere in the city or even outside, as long as it's within Tchum Shabbat, and whether or not it has a lock and key, except if it's outside of the city, it has to be under lock and key. And indeed, we are lenient like Rabbi Yossi, and we rule lahakel like Rabbi Yossi. We'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the next Mishnah with the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.